MoneyWeb now on the money.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management. Standing now with Temo Malanda, Head Youth and Mass Market Segments at Standard Bank. Temo, appreciate the early morning time. Your youth barometer out earlier in the week. Youth, those under 35, looking at how they're spending. Let's start off with the big sort of broad stroke, which is essential versus discretionary. My sense would be they probably, and as they're younger, spending more on essentials. And then as we sort of age up and get a little older, we can move more to discretionary. Is that what your daughter is finding?
Simon, that's exactly it. So what we're seeing is that if you're looking at the youth around the age of 18 to 24, a lot of their money is going towards their essentials. You could almost say like almost 60% of their spending, it goes towards their essentials. And obviously as they get older, you start more of a balanced kind of spend between essentials and kind of your lifestyle.
Yeah, and that's just, I suppose, as they sort of, as salaries increase, careers grow.
100%.
Yeah, Liberty was part of it. Liberty's obviously part of the broader Standard Bank group. They were part of this barometer. Are we seeing the youth, are they investing? Are they saving? Because I remember being young and there was lots of pressure on my money and it was truthfully hard to put some away for that long-term saving. Are we seeing it happen?
No, 100%. So we're seeing two things. So the first thing that we're seeing, if he's talking about a kind of savings type of behavior, which kind of like your smaller type of, if you think about kind of safe change type of behavior coming, but also seeing kind of your savings account become very popular for this card. And obviously it makes sense, right? Because I don't want to be paying tax. I want to do as much as possible to make sure that whatever I'm saving comes to me and I'm able to earn that interest. What's another thing that's been quite interesting and for me surprised, to be honest, that you start seeing funeral covers coming through quite a bit for the young crowd, right? I've always been a belief that young people don't put anything towards funeral covers or anything like that. But actually the data is telling us otherwise.
Okay, that is interesting. I wouldn't have expected that. Credit cards, easy to get and easy to, I mean, they can become quite dangerous, but what the data is showing is there is a high utilization rate, but they are making frequent payments.
So what I'm seeing is that, I mean, in our own data, I don't think it's that big yet in terms of our credit card take up and usage. It's only about 16% that we're seeing in terms of people under the age of taking up credit cards. What we're seeing, though, is that there is a shift in terms of kind of your entry-level credit card, which is like gold, and then moving towards your titanium, which is more like premium credit card. But we do see frequent kind of purchases, but frequent payments as well. The great thing is that there's two things that we are expecting is that, firstly, the youth are becoming smart in of interest rates, and then secondly, they're using kind of your loan and rewards programs so that they can earn additional income.
Yeah, okay, and the rewards programs definitely do work.
Yes.
Let's work to the big one here, which is the home loans. And data from Standard Bank Home, 40% of applications were from those under 35. The rand values might be a little smaller than older peeps, but the youth are out there and they are buying their homes. In most cases, I imagine their first home, but they absolutely are.
Yeah, 100%. So 40%, that is the walk-through, like through the door applications are definitely the under 35. Smaller, as you rightly say, so we're seeing an average of about 1.2, 1.3 amounts are coming through, mostly 100% because obviously people don't have that in, they don't have that, a deposit or the small deposit. But I think unlike what we're seeing in kind of the Europe, some of the European countries, we are seeing a growth trend of our youth are buying homes, especially first time home buying. And that data, what we're seeing internally, is no different to what we're seeing if you look at the likes of Uber, etc., in terms of what they're reporting.
And vehicle finance, obviously, they in many cases are buying cars. Are they buying new cars or are they buying used secondhand cars?
Might say this one was a surprise to me, right?
Mm-hmm.
In two ways. So I had suspected that the youth were buying lots of new cars. I also suspected that because of subscription services, you see kind of your car ownership going down.
Yeah.
And we're seeing actually the opposite, right?
Mm.
So we're seeing a lot of second-hand cars are coming through, your Toyotas, VWs, a big surprise, also like a Chery.
Mm-hmm.
And then recently they are buying the cars, right? And there's a co-use between subscription services and vehicle asset finance as well.
My sense, reading the report, chatting with you now, is that I think a lot of folks out there would think, you know what, I remember my youth. I was not particularly responsible with money, if I'm perfectly honest. Reading this report, I get a sense that the under 35s are being responsible. They're being smart about it. They're buying in secondhand in many cases. They're using loyalty programs and the like. They really are sort of, and it's tough, but they're being responsible. Yes. They're being smart in tough conditions.
100%. And it's that, right? So yes, the high cost of living, debt exposure, etc. But even though they're under pressure, they're making quite intentional and informed decisions. And the data also supports this.
We'll leave it there. That was Tshomo Molande, Head Youth and Mass Market Segments, Standard Bank. Appreciate the early morning time. This podcast is brought to you by StanLib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management.